4 CPA Mobile.
Hi, Mr. Dave. Sorry I dropped out there earlier. I had an old friend from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma called me. This is 0TR.
Now, Oklahoma, ain't never heard tell of such. Well, you're quick on the trigger tonight. We'll call you Quick Straw McGraw tonight. You know how he used to talk. I'll do the thing around here, and don't you forget it.
Well, I wanted to be quick because I wanted to apologize to you for not getting back to you. But I must have talked to him for 30 to 45 minutes. He's getting back into ham radio, and so it was important stuff, you know.
I tore up and everything because you didn't come back, but I got over it in about 10 seconds.
I never.
Well, I didn't know how long your phone call was going to take, but I did. I was monitoring, I guess until, I don't remember, I think I was headed home. Yeah. And, so, I was patiently waiting.
I heard a break in there between us. Go ahead, break.
G4WDS. I put up a new antenna. I was just wanting to see if I could get through to someone on this repeater.
Well, you haven't had much luck. You got Tom, N0TR, and I can vouch for David. He ain't much either, KB4CBA. You're doing great. I'm over here in Greer. Go ahead and make one, Dave.
Pretty good into the machine there. And I'm mobile here, so Tom can probably give you a better report because I think he's at the house. But it sounds like it's doing a good job.
The mobile unit for base station, and I'm down in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Awful good. Well, I didn't catch your name, but I was talking to Dave earlier, and I had to cut out real quick and talk to a friend up in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. The only other person I know in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma is Bill Russell, and I went to school with him, and this is the Caucasian guy that played for the Los Angeles Dodgers for many years as the shortstop, not the other. I think the other guy was a basketball player, Dave.
Well, I used to play a little basketball back in the day, but it was only because I'm tall, and I was always the center. I could do rebounding pretty good, but you didn't want to give me the ball to shoot.
I want to let you guys know I appreciate y'all letting me break in. This is KG4WTS. I'm clear.
KG4WTS. This is N0TR. Your radio's doing a fine job. You can jump in anytime here. The only thing, I was thinking I went to Greenwood once to Ham Festival, and I remember seeing this restaurant or quick stop alongside the road, and it had a bunch of deer antlers all over the roof. Is that Greenwood?
With that area, or that site, anyways.
Okie doke. What was your name again? Oh, boy, two of them on here. All right. Well, I'm outgunned tonight, then. There's a few other Toms. Have a good day, David. It's our pleasure to meet you in 73. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Dave.
Good. Well, it's good to meet up with you on 2 Meters FM, and just jump in there anytime, and don't be shy. KB4CBA.
My buddy up there just retired, and he used to go out, and he was one of the finest engineers I ever had the privilege of working with in my life. And he started out as a data system technician in the United States Navy. But he had his own business, and anytime anybody run into trouble, well, they'd call him, and he'd go all over that end of the country and do all kinds of electronic things, Mary drives to CNC machine tools and things of that nature. He was just a brilliant man. I was surprised when he got in contact with me the other day through the ARRL on the email that I have on QRZ, and give me a phone number, and I called him, and I really enjoyed talking to him. KK5, and I can't remember the suffix of his call right now, but it's Mike Nelson. He's a great guy. So I really enjoyed that, and it's the second time I've called him, and he was asking me questions about this and that. But that sucker bought a Kenwood TS-890S. Oh, boy. I've drooled all over the QST pages several times looking at that, but the only thing that keeps me from it's the QST and $3,000. Work so good, I just don't see the need of it. And I got a band scope, and the 890 has a band scope built in, and it's really got great specifications, but I don't know, that it's just unnecessary. And I can do anything I want with this radio, and I even have a spare one, and I hate to lose. I only used that one radio for about a year, maybe a year and a half. And, gosh, I'd give pretty near $1,500 for it, and I bet you can't get over about $6,000 or $7,000 for it now. And it's mint. It's just sitting there. But I fire it up once a month just to make sure the capacitors stay good and energized.
It's just $7,300, and I tell you, that's all the radio you need.
Well, I'll tell you, I just don't want to change from Kenwood to ICOM. There's nothing wrong with ICOM at all. In fact, I'm probably talking to you on one here, yeah. ICOM 208. But these menu-driven suckers are a pain in this old folks' elbow. And I just... I like my Kenwood stuff, and they've always had great audio. They're known for that. And I just would not change brands right now. Although Bill said that they ought to go to SDR, and they haven't done that. But they do have all kinds of DSP, and the front end on them's good. And I just love them. I got no problem with them. I had a TS-140 that I give $400 for. Actually traded my French horn off and bought a radio. When I'd been playing in the orchestra for 9 years, and I decided to get out of it. And that's how I bought my first radio, and I used it for 19 years.
French horn?
Yeah, that's why I played in the university orchestra up there.
Those are not real easy to play, and... because I've tried to play when I could play a trumpet, but a French horn, it wanted to jump around too much with me. And, you know, I don't know what you, I can't remember what you call it. I should, because I was in band all the way from in junior high and high school. I was a drum major for 2 years, but anyway. But, you know, when you just go up, what is it, a fourth, you don't have to push any valves down. And that thing was just all over the place with me. I couldn't keep a steady tone on it.
It's not the easiest instrument to play. I think next to a violin, it's one of the hardest. But, yeah, you can key those valves all day long and stay on the same note Whereas a trumpet, you push a valve, you're going to go someplace. That's another note. I started out on cornet in the fifth grade. And in the seventh grade, I changed to horn. And then I got a double horn not long after that. And it's two horns and one. They even make a triple, but too complex. Well, I enjoyed it. I used to go to horn conventions all over the place at the different universities. I hadn't played in 20 years, and with my lung condition, I didn't know if I could. And the doctor said it'd be good for me. So they called me and asked me to come out and take the place of a lady that had had a miscarriage and wanted me to sit in a Capriccio Espanol. And it was in the key of C, so you had to transpose it, which I'd never done in high school. And so my sister was a music teacher, so she wrote it out for me. And I managed to make that, and then they put me at third horn, and I'd only planned on playing that one concert, and I wound up later on buying my own horn and playing for 9 years in the Pittsburgh State University Orchestra.
I never got that good. I mean, he pushed me to, try for all state, all those, we had all state, all district, all county, and I made all state band, which is the highest one, you could try out for. And I played clarinet, and I tried out for all-state chorus, and one year I got a perfect score on that. I don't know how you do that, but and I don't even know what a perfect score is, but that's what they told me. So chorus was a lot more fun than band. We just had a When we had all state chorus, I mean, man, we just had a time. It was like night and day compared to band.
Yes, I was in some of them, and I was in the youth orchestra at the college when I was young, and I really had a lot of enjoyment from it. And my youngest daughter here in town, Amy, she plays French horn and piano both, and she can pick a trumpet up and play it like nothing. She did the other day, matter of fact, and sent a little video of it. She bought a trumpet for my grandson, and so she showed me that she could play the trumpet. We were always cautioned not to try the trumpet. In fact, I was told I had a trumpet embouchure. French horn embouchure is different in that the lower lip, the mouthpiece insets into the lower lip, and I never could do that exactly right, and it prevented me from doing lip trills. And you can't do trills on a French horn unless you do lip trills. The vowels, you can sit there and key it up and down all day long, and it won't change notes. You got to do it with your lips. And then you did a lot with chokes with your hand too. And it was a difficult instrument, but it was very rewarding. Amy was really good at it. And when I played my senior recital in high school, Miss America, Debbie Barnes from Moran, Kansas, she made Miss America, and she was my accompanist.
Well, you're just impressing the heck out of me, because the best I ever did was with my voice was, I guess, besides all state chorus, I sang in the singing Christmas tree a couple of years, and that was just for Greenville County Schools. It was under the direction of Virginia Aldrich. And she was fantastic. She used to come out and give me private voice lessons, and for free, because we did these musicals in high school, and I'd have trouble hitting some high notes. They were trying to make a tenor out of a bass. I'm a bass baritone. They were trying to turn me into a tenor. It just wasn't going to happen.
We used to, they'd take certain people out of the orchestra, and we'd go and we played in every church. I'm every denomination you can believe I've been to them, and we'd play the Christmas themes at Christmas, the big ones. I can't remember the names of them. You can. And there was always a choir with us that sang, and usually it was the one in that church. But I've seen a lot of beautiful churches because we do that. I played in the Iola Symphony now and then. That's the only place I ever got paid. And then I played in the Carthage, Missouri Community Band for about 7 years, I guess. And I enjoyed that. We'd play out in the park, you know, and it was a lot of fun. This is NZRLTR.
CPA. Well, I really enjoyed singing Christmas Tree. We toured 1 year and went up to, I don't know, we sang some teachers' convention. They call it, it's the National Association of Teachers of Singing. They call it NATS for short. And we sang at one of those in Norfolk, Virginia, and then we went up to Washington, D.C. and sang in the Washington Cathedral, and that was fun. And the acoustics in there were just unreal, man, I tell you. But, and of course, I led music in churches for 40 years, so, I've been in music since I was about 4 or 5 years old. I think I started going to choir practice when I was 4 because they didn't have a nursery. Well, listen, let me get out of here. I'm sitting here at the sports center and sports club, and I need to go and check in and get ready to play an hour and a half of tennis out here.
I don't envy you. It's colder than a well digger's elbow out there, 40 degrees and a wind. And I've been in the Washington Cathedral. Gosh, they're still working on that as far as I know. Magnificent place. And so was the Kennedy Center and some of those places out there. They're beautiful. The neatest thing I ever did, I went to the International Horn Convention at the University of Texas and played in a horn choir there. And wow, that was awesome. And the old boy from MASH one day, I didn't know it, but he liked French horns. And I turned around and looked behind me, and I said, I tapped the gal next to me on the shoulder. I said, that looks like that fella from MASH, the Spitting Image. And it was David Ogden Stiers. And he was sitting right behind the bell on my horn. And he'd sneaked up there and sat down in a chair while we were playing. So we didn't even know he was back there. And she says, that is him. That was kind of neat. But he didn't want to be singled out or noticed until the concerts. And then he directed one of the pieces there at the University of Texas. That was fun. That was the highlight that I ever seen. See you later, Dave. KB4CBA. You be careful. This is NZRLTR.
All right. And one other thing that we got to do while we were in Washington was we met Strong Thurman, and he gave us a tour. And we got to go in the Senate. They weren't meeting at the time. That big room, I don't know if they call it the Senate room or what, whatever it's called. And, man, I tell you, we had to literally run to keep up with him. I'm not exaggerating. That guy, he just took off, and there was 100 of us. You can imagine us trying to keep up with Strong Thurman. He was old then. But anyway. Well, you have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. 73's KB4CBA.
Okay. Okay, Dave. And my daughter and son-in-law took us to Vienna when we was over there visiting, too. You want to go to a music town, that's it. Beautiful. See you later. N0TR cleared.